Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another great night of Astral Mind 2012. I am your host with Roy. Roy, are you there?
Yes, Adrian, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yep. And again, we want to welcome everybody back to our show, all our longtime callers and listeners, and we're looking forward to another great night. And what's on the agenda for tonight, Adrian?
Well, Roy, I'd like to talk a little bit about the fairies and their connection with the Earth and how they connect with us and how they can help us with this magical pendulum that I have and the truth fairies. Can you explain a little bit about the truth fairies?
Well, we know that, you know, there's certain fairies for everything. And what I'm getting from the truth fairies is they help to bring out the truth, you know, almost like a truth serum. So, you know, there's no hiding, you know, from the truth fairies because the truth's going to come out. And what do you get from that, Ethan?
Well, I think they are here to bring enlightenment and intervention in our dimension. And this is the year of the truth, so this is why I think we're running more into the fairies of the truth. To reveal the truth of what's going on around us in our lives. Are you there?
Yeah. That's very powerful words, and we know that, you know, there's other sources that, you know, are there to help us and to inspire us and give us guidance. And, you know, connecting with the fairies, you know, they help, you know, they can help a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you get from that, Adrian?
Well, I feel like they've been around for a long time, the fairies have, and the elves and the gnomes. And they're very magical, and they have a connection with children because of the imagination. But I also believe they have messages for us as well. We do have one caller on the line. I don't know if you want to get right to the Truth Fairy Envision Board. I can do the board tonight, and then you can read an inspirational card for everyone for the caller. And if she'd like a tarot reading, Roy will be doing the tarot readings, and I will be doing the Truth Fairy Pendulum Board. So let's go with the number from the 510 area. You're on the air. Roy and Adrian.
Hi. I want to know if I can ask two quick questions. One for me and one for my sister.
Okay.
First of all, what's your name and where are you from?
I'm Tasha and I'm calling from California.
Oh, again, we welcome you to our show tonight. Well, and what questions do you have for us tonight?
My question is for my sister. She wanted to know when would her finances change and how. Her name is Tamika.
Okay, you want to know when your finances will change?
My sister wanted to know when will her finances change and when. Her name is Tamika.
Okay, well, let's look up timing with the timing fairies, because you want to know when, and you want to know if it will change. And the timing fairies will tell you yes and no questions.
Okay.
It will also tell you the timing. If it will be near or soon, or it'll tell you.
Okay.
So I'm going to go ahead and smudge again, since I feel like the energy needs smudging. I'm going to hurry and smudge really quickly so we get an accurate reading. Okay. Okay, I'm done with the smudging. it's a yes and or no question, right?
Yeah, she wanted to know when would her finances change and when. Would it be able to change soon and how?
Okay, saying it is soon.
Okay.
It's also going to male energy, so it's something to do with somebody, a man that's going to be helping you. Don't know who this man is. And I'm going to ask if it's positive or negative. If it's a positive yes, then it will change. And if it's a positive, if it's a negative yes, then it will change with negative effects. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, so it is going to a negative yes. Now, first we need to ask if you can trust this man that's going to be helping you in this financial crisis.
Okay.
Saying don't know. Okay, so it's going to be 50-50. So it's telling me that he's very neutral in what he does. There is a lot of pros and cons with this, but he is going to help you very soon.
Okay.
It will seem negative at first, but in the end, it's going to help you out financially.
Okay.
So whoever this man is that's coming, it's like going to be negative, but yet it will be positive. Does she know any, is she involved in anybody's relationship or anything like that?
Yeah, kind of. This guy likes her, but he's married, and she's married as well.
Okay, what are you picking up with that, Roy?
I don't feel that's him. She's going to be meeting someone new.
Okay.
There's a lot of things that, you know, on his side that he still needs to get cleared, and she needs somebody in, you know, in her relationship, you know, that's going to be a lot more, you know, committed to her.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the marriage she in is not going to last long?
No.
Okay.
Let me look for sure. Yeah, it says never.
Yeah.
Definitely no.
Oh, so her marriage will end soon.
Yeah, it's not going to be, it's never going to be a good relationship for her. So it's definitely going to go down the toilet.
Okay.
And it'll probably, remember I told you it'll turn into a negative situation, but it'll be positive for the best outcome.
Yeah, that was true. You did say that.
Yeah. And we were just talking about that.
Yeah. So my question is, I want to know who's back talking me behind my back. Far as like, is it my family members or is it my boyfriend's family members?
Okay, let me see. That would be under communications. Let's see who's gossiping here. And you want to know if it's a male or female, right?
Yeah, because I want to know if it's my boyfriend that's talking about me or his family member or is it my own family members on my mom's side.
Let's first ask if it's male or female. Okay. Go for no, for male, yes for female. Okay, slinging toward no, so that indicates it is a male. So it is a man. Is this family related? I'm asking if it's family related.
Okay.
And it is saying yes, it is family related.
Okay.
But it is a man.
Can you ask if it's my brother? Or uncle?
It went to yes for brother.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, immediate yes, your brother.
Okay.
Were you and your brother having problems?
When we was coming up, like in our 20s, we was having problems. That's when I was going through my downward spiral. Like I was doing drugs and stuff. That's where me and him clashed a lot.
Now, what's interesting about this board is the downward arrow represents the past, and the up represents the future, just like the tarot. When you do the tarot, you put the card in the front, which is the future card, and then you put the card on the back, which is the past.
Okay.
So it is saying something from your past, yeah.
Yeah. Would that ever change?
Well, it depends on what you've learned from the past, you know. Sometimes it repeats.
Okay.
Will it ever change? That's the question you wanted to know. Saying 50-50, don't know.
Okay.
So that depends on you.
Okay.
Something you're not communicating, because it's saying to speak.
Oh, okay.
Something you're not speaking your mind from the past of what you've learned or something. I don't know. What is she not speaking, Roy?
Of what I've learned. That's what it is.
Well, a lot of it has to do, again, with the past. And there's no communication.
They don't talk.
Yeah,
have
don't
a
talk.
Strong relationship. Yeah.
You're not speaking your mind.
Yeah.
Because he always trying to make me feel like I'm stupid in front of him. I just rather not talk to him.
Yeah, I mean, you just say hi, goodbye, and, you know, and
talk from
the heart. You know, to each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's something you're not talking about, or something you're not talking about how you feel. Or even maybe standing up for yourself.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Uh huh.
Was he a bully to you as you were growing up?
Somewhat, yeah. Because he always thought I was the family always thought I was slow, but when as the years progressed, I started making a lot of changes, and they saw that. They saw that I wasn't slow. They always treated me like I didn't really know nothing.
No. And when, what's his sign? When was he born?
We tripped it. So we all the same sign, same birthday. So we all came.
What month was that?
June.
Adrian, what are you getting from that?
What were you talking about? It was cutting out.
I was asking her what sign she is.
What'd she say?
Cancer.
Oh, could you repeat that?
Yeah, we're triplets, and it's three of us. I have my fraternal brother and my twin sister, and we all cancers, and our birthday is in June.
So I'm getting they're very emotional and sensitive, and they both have a hard time talking about their feelings for each other.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of getting a lot of distance, a lot of, like Roy says, a lot of lack of communication.
Yeah.
And you guys are not talking about how speaking how you feel about one another.
Yeah, it's true.
So that's creating a lot of blockages between you and your family. So the only way you can really talk about it is by gossip.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So is he talking bad about me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Why is he doing that?
Out of jealousy. He's doing it out of jealousy and spite.
Okay. So is it best for me to try to reach out to him, or should I let him reach out to me?
He should reach out to you.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, and we hope that we were able to help you, you know, with the information.
Yeah, y'all did. Y'all gave me a lot of closure to that.
Yeah.
But that was kind of bothering me.
Yeah.
Thank
you. Well, the main thing is, you know, send out that unconditional love so that, you know, so whatever blockages, you know, that there are, you know, you'll be able to, you know, overcome that.
Okay, I will.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us. Is there any more callers, Agent?
Okay, we're going to go to the next caller from the 773 area. You're on the air. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, and what's your name and where are you from?
My name is Tempest, and I'm calling from Chicago.
Oh, thank you for, we want to welcome you to our show tonight.
Thank
and
you.
My name is Roy, and you're talking to Roy and Adrian. How can we help you?
Hi, I was actually calling because I've been having feelings for my ex. I don't know why this is creeping up, but I was wondering if I did go, you know, did decide to talk back to him, how would it work out? His name is Roger.
So I need to look up love, the love chart then.
Okay.
That's a big one for a lot of people, love.
And how long has he been an ex?
He's been an ex for, it's almost been a year. It's been like almost a year. Probably not that long, but it feels like it. Like almost.
Okay, so let's look up love. And you want to know what your connection, how strong is your connection right now?
Yes. Can it still happen between the two of us?
Let's look at your connection first.
Okay.
Let's start with physical connection. Is it cold, hot, warm, forever? You're in luck. Just said this is a go-getter forever.
Forever?
He's going to hold on to you forever.
Wow.
Long-term relationship. This is good. You've been having some communication problems?
Yeah, we did in the past. That was a big thing for us, and it really turned nasty, and I really learn my lesson, you know, how you have your mind made up then, and you're like super sure this is what I want to do, it's over. They had their mind up, they're super sure it's over, and then you go about your life and then you realize like, wow, I could have been bigger than that, I could have did it better, and I'm just
what'd
sorry.
What'd you do, put a love spell on him?
Huh?
What'd you do, put a love spell on him?
No. I just was genuinely loving him. I genuinely love him.
He's crazy.
Wow.
You should have saw that panel. It was going crazy on that forever.
I didn't see it.
He's a go-getter.
Definitely.
Okay, let's go ahead and let's see if there was any kind of marriage involved here. I want to know what's going on here.
Me too.
He likes to joke around, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, he
kind
is
of a joker.
Yeah, he is.
silly man. Very hot. Very hot out there.
Really?
You got a very strong connection. Very, very hot. Very often it goes to hot. Very often.
Wow. Maybe, see, maybe my intuition wasn't wrong after all. I was wondering.
You just been picking up on anxiety.
You're really
picking up his anxieties for you.
Wow.
So who's the one who split up, you know?
Who
did you
split
leave
it up?
Him or did he leave you?
Well, had a relationship where it was so wild. I mean, but it's like first I split up with, him. Like you can break up so many times and go right back, but with seriously breaking up, I broke up with him. And then later we got back together and then he broke up with me.
You guys are back and forth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a yo-yo.
Yeah.
But he does have a lot of hot energy around you.
Wow.
He's very sexual, too.
Yeah.
More sexual than he is lovey-dovey.
Yeah.
That's where the hot energy comes in.
So that's
like
it.
It's hot. It's in the kitchen. If you can't take the heat, get out of the kitchen.
Yeah.
That's the truth. So
that's what me and always say. If you can't take the heat, get out of the kitchen.
So as far as Roderick, what should I do? Should I pursue it?
Have
you made any contact with them? You know, are you talking now?
No, we're not. We're not like actually talking. But my friend is close to him. They're like they're close friends too. And like when I'm around her, she talks to him on the phone. And for so bad, I want to tell him I said hi or let me talk to him. But I never say nothing. So like if you are friends with someone and they're friends with your ex, you're gonna always hear about him. It's like that type of thing. So I haven't talked to him. I've been nervous too. I'm very stubborn, and I didn't want to say anything.
Your problem is you're both twin flames. That's why you're back and forth. I picked that up right away when I went to heat.
Yeah.
There's a lot of heat.
The main thing is you gotta stop playing this game and just start communicating again, you know, getting things going again.
Okay, so you see it's good to, you know, at least start communicating again. Okay.
Oh, yeah, it was a very positive.
But, I mean, he don't know, you know, he calls you a friend because he wants to know about you. You want to know about him. All you have to do is just start talking again.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess that's what I'll do.
Yeah.
I miss him enough.
Right now, we're in the year of the, you know, twin flame, you know, relationship. So, you know, you want to, you know, get this going, you know, because, you know, what it is during 2012, you know, where everybody was preparing, you know, for our ascension. And in the twin flame relationship, that's when you're going to have your strongest and your highest vibration.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So you don't want to waste a lot of time.
Okay.
No, you don't.
Okay. But he does care about me, too, just like I care about him. Okay.
There was a very strong reason. Very strong.
Yeah.
Okay.
Normally I don't get them that strong. I mean,
You know, this is coming from a higher source, so, you know, the fairies are saying, you know, need to get this going right away.
Yeah, you do.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll give it a try.
Yeah.
Okay.
The main thing is not to focus on the past.
Okay.
What
yeah, you don't
want
to create the.
You know, focus on what will work.
Because remember, you are the master artist of your destiny.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, where do you want this relationship to go? You know, where do you see yourself, you know, in the future?
As far as this relationship, I'm not sure. I don't know at this particular point, but I just know, like, as far as, like, the future, I would at least want us to get close again, have build some type of, you know, learn from what we didn't know from our past relationship and grow stronger from it. I just want him around again, and I just want to, you know, show him how much I've grown and how much I truly love him. And that's it. That's it.
Yeah. That's all you need. You know, and the main thing is, I'm sure there's a lot of, you know, he has a lot of feelings for you, and so, you know, you just need to join these feelings together again and enjoy.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I will.
Have fun with it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And we thank you for calling, and we're hoping that we were able to help you with the information we gave you.
Yes,
I wish you well with that.
Thank you.
You have
You're
fun
welcome.
Now.
Have
okay,
fun.
Okay, you stay here.
Thank you.
Okay, then do we have another caller?
All right, let's go to the 562 area. You're on the air with Roy and Adrian. Oh, he went off. 562, you're on the air. Roy and Adrian.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, and what's your name and where are you from?
Okay, my name is Joanne, and I'm calling from California. I have called in before.
Oh, okay. We welcome you back, and how can we help you tonight?
Yeah, I have a concern at the office because my sister owns a medical clinic, and she has a partner by the name of Carol, and Carol has a husband. His name is Juan. The thing is, my sister is the majority owner of the business, and she is a medical doctor. But then the husband of Carol, he just took upon himself to be the office manager, even if he's not really, he doesn't have the experience. And my sister wanted me to be the office manager, but then he's the one, like, really, you know, telling people that he is the office manager, et cetera, whatever. I want to help, but then I cannot really, you know, do my best because there is this thing that is holding me back from, you know, really, really holding the position. Yeah.
What do you want? What do you want to know?
What I want to know is because Juan already works for the Red Cross, back to the Red Cross. I want to know if he will relinquish the position and just leave the office alone because he really has nothing to do with it. But then he just wants to control it. Kind of weird, but...
I have a question for you. When you were talking, it started bringing back some memories from the last time we talked to you. You had this problem once before.
Yeah, it has always been there.
But I mean, what has changed from the last time that we talked to you?
I think that the thing that changed is he doesn't come to the office that often because he is back to his old job.
Right.
Yeah. But
so
is he
an obstacle? Is he preventing you from, you know, doing your job? Or I mean,
yeah, for me, he is an obstacle because I cannot really help improve the clinic with his presence. I'm not after the position, the title, because I've had like high positions before, but what I want to do really is to help my sister and help protect, you know, the business.
Right. Adrian, what can you tell her? What information do you have?
Well, let's look at the banishing, because that was the first thing that came to me when she said something, an obstacle. Let's find out what the obstacle is.
Okay.
First, I need to find out if it's a male or a female.
Well, it's a male. It's her sister's husband.
There could be somebody else involved. It's the partner's husband.
Yeah, the partner's, yeah.
Okay, nobody else is saying, don't know if anybody else is involved right now, but it is a male, it is gone towards male energy.
Can she do a banishment?
First, we need to know what needs to be banished. Is it fear, is it worry, is it anger, or hurt?
I think what I want to, you know,
it's gone
banish.
Towards the fear. It's gone towards fear.
Fear, but it's not really, fear is there because he is doing something that I found out that is not to the benefit of the company, because he wants to make some business out of the business.
He's putting fear in them somehow.
I'm sorry?
Something fear-based.
What I'm getting also is that he's not there for the highest good of the business.
He is not. That's why that is the thing that I want, taken out, because he is doing some business on the side or doing something not legal, really. So
everyone's afraid of him.
Why?
He needs to be banished.
Yeah.
So what will I do? How will I...
Explain to her how he can be banished from the business.
Uh-huh.
First, I
gotta
ask if he can be banished.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
The business?
Does he have any bosses? A female?
I'm sorry.
Who's the owner? Is the owner a female?
Yeah, the owners are two females.
Two females.
My sister and the physician assistant.
Okay.
The wife of this guy I'm talking about.
It is saying that he can be banished.
It can be banished?
He can be banished, yes.
He can? So what should I do?
It has to be in a way where it don't affect the owners once he's banished. So somehow you have to do a protection spell for the owners or a prayer, and then ask for him to be removed. Ask the universe to have him removed.
Okay, so how will I do that?
It can be done with a candle.
Uh-huh. What kind of candle?
Adrian, explain to her the candle.
A black and white candle will be good. You can also banish him by writing his name down and setting a piece of paper on fire, which is what I call Kwanalini. Or you can also write his name down on a piece of paper and flush it down the toilet.
Okay.
and ask him to be banished, but not to hurt him, but to be banished.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
From the company.
Yeah, of course, I don't want to hurt anybody.
Yeah.
Because my intention, because my intention only is to protect the others.
Let me explain to you a little about, you know, this banishing. My son Adrian lived in some of, he was with other roommates, and
uh-huh.
one of the roommates was giving him a bad time, so he had to use a banishing spell to have him so that he didn't live there anymore, because he wasn't there for the highest good, you know, of all the other roommates. And within a very short time, he was gone. One morning they woke up and he was completely gone. You know, mm-hmm. what happened to him, we don't, nobody knows, but the main thing is, these people that are become obstacles and you're doing things, you know, in the highest good,
mm-hmm.
they're not there, you know, to help you, but to make things more difficult.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't even want to give me the bills of the company, even
yeah.
if the owner, my sister already told them. And then
yeah.
I discovered that he was in the bill, like I think he was getting some kickback or something.
Yeah, he's not letting you do your job.
Mm-hmm.
He keeps interfering.
So, like Roy said, he's not there for the highest good.
No.
For the company.
No. Instead of helping the company, he's becoming more of a hindrance to the company. And, you know, and everybody there is doing their part, and they're doing things, you know, to help people and to make the business successful. He's not.
Mm-hmm. He's attracting misfortune for the company.
Yeah. And he's there for his own benefit.
Yeah.
Not everybody else.
That's
and
the white
time when it comes into greed, it always turns to misfortune, you know?
Yeah.
So that's what he carries in his energy.
Yeah.
Now, explain to her where she could get these candles.
Well, you can get them online. You can look up reversal candles. You can look up candles that are a combination of black and white, which is reversal. And then just look at combination reversal candles, black and white. You can
Do you know what
online.
A Bondenica is?
I'm sorry?
Have you ever heard of a Bondenica?
Bandana?
No, Bondenica.
Bondenica? No.
Yeah, it's usually where a lot of the Hispanic people go to buy different candles, and they burn, you know, for different saints or different, for different reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Usually every... I don't know, you know, what the area where you live, but if you look it up on in the phone book, there's probably some nearby.
A botanica.
Botanica.
Yes. I know that in the Hispanic area.
Yeah. So if you could go get that candle there, explain to them what's going on. They'll even prepare it for you, and the candle only costs you from $10 to $20 at the most.
Uh-huh. You know what? I do have a reversible candle, but it is red and black. I don't know what...
What would the red and black do for it?
Well, red and black is to send away bad energy. It's good for banishing energy that is directed toward you. It'll go back to the source. So whatever's energy he's sending to you will go back to him. that's the only thing it's good for. But if you get like a black and white candle, then it'll purify and it will cleanse and it will push away and it will remove him from the bit from the company.
Oh, I see. So it has to be black and white.
Yeah.
Okay.
To purify it, cleanse.
Uh-huh. Is there anything else that I should do?
I would get a green and black one, too, that would help your company.
What about that black salt?
You can get some black banishing salt, too, and sprinkle around your company, you know?
Uh-huh.
That's another
thing. And any negative energy that he's bringing into that company.
And if you want to make it more potent, you can get some graveyard dirt, too.
Yeah.
But remember to take a penny with you or a coin and drop it in the graveyard, because you're just giving back to what you've taken from the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Where should I do it? Take a penny and then drop it on the...
Wherever location you pick the dirt from.
Okay.
But the safest, my guides are telling me, is to get the candle.
So that's more darker magic.
Yeah, that... if you don't do it right, you know, sometimes these can reverse back to you. So you want to be careful and do it, you know, in the right way.
How many?
Yeah, you want how you do it.
How do I do it? What's the process?
Well, you can also take dirt from, like, on the side of your house, like, or wherever you, or a park or something. It don't have to be a graveyard. Just more effective that way.
Okay. I get a dirt from the yard, and then drop a penny.
Yeah, you can drop a penny in your yard. Yeah, or a saint. You can bury a saint.
So what will it do there?
Oh, that just brings more prosperity in your yard and your house and your property.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's more perfect. Good fortune for your company.
Oh, okay. How about the black and white candle? How do I do it? Like, if I have it already, will I have to write a name, write his name, write intentions, or...
But you could even use if you don't have the black and white together in one candle, you can buy two separate candles, a black one and a white one.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if I have it, what is the process? Do I have to...
Don't you have to use a bowl of water? Plain water also, Agent?
Yeah, you have to put a bowl of water next to it where it completely burns out after you carve his name on the candle.
Uh-huh.
Or write it on a piece of paper and set it underneath the candle.
And also, if you have any lavender or any love oil, anoint the candle on top from the bottom. Start from the top to the bottom.
Okay. Anoint candle with lavender?
Uh-huh, anoint it, yeah, like bless it.
Okay.
Or even frankincense, you know, like if you have frankincense and myrrh, bless the candle from the top to the bottom.
Okay, I see. So, correct me if I'm wrong. If I have the candle, okay, I will put his name underneath the candle and then place it in a bowl of water.
Place it near a bowl of water.
Place it inside the bowl of water or beside the candle?
Next to the bowl of water.
Yeah, near it.
Yeah.
Oh, near. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And also face the bowl of water and the candle